This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oil, I mentioned real quick up top. The collapse of those talks in Doha this weekend will likely mean low-ish oil prices for quite a bit longer-ish. And while low crude prices in and of themselves aren't great for oil-producing countries, there is something else that happens in resource-rich economies as well. They tend not to diversify. Oil, in this instance, crowds out other sectors so that when the bust hits, it hits hard. And that gets us to Venezuela, where the biggest oil reserves in the world have pushed out a once-thriving agriculture sector. And so in a country rich in arable land, people are lining up for food. Marketplace's Scott Tong is back from Venezuela not too long ago. Here's his last story from there, a series we're calling Resource Curse.
Before Venezuela found oil about a century ago, the place sounded like this. Agriculture mattered. Ranches provided milk and meat. The country's big export was coffee beans. People mostly worked on farms. Today, after oil, there are food lines and shortages. What happened?
Los productores que formaban parte del proceso,
rancher Giovanni Final is ex-president of the Livestock Federation in the western state of Zulia.
The Venezuelans were fed on food brought from overseas, on imports. Over the past 15 years, the government has been destroying production.
This is a strain of what some call Dutch disease. In the Netherlands, in Venezuela, and elsewhere, oil has crowded out other sectors. In this case, lots of dairy, cocoa beans, poultry. Here's how it works. All that oil sells for dollars, which flood in and, like eBay shoppers, compete to buy the local currency, the bolivar. The bolivar gets bid up. It appreciates. For years, the strong bolivar bought lots of international things, imports. And the government liked it that way, says David Smildy in Caracas. He teaches sociology at Tulane.
In most democracies, the value of the currency is going to be overvalued because they want to be able to import more. They want to have this level of well-being like any democratic politician does.
Here's the trade-off. When people buy imports, they often ignore homemade stuff.
It made it very difficult for local industry to compete. You know, you could always import things for cheaper. It slowly undermined local production.
In Venezuela, that's just one hurdle. There are price controls on food, in effect for more than a decade. And just like the U.S. experiment with price controls in the 70s, government-controlled low prices squeezed profits and producers and made for shortages. Again, rancher Final.
For many products, the profit margin is non-existent. Now we are producing where our costs are higher than the selling price.
So agriculture has shrunk from a big slice of this economy to 4%. Venezuela imports 80% of its food now. But when cattlemen here tally their issues, they run out of fingers. Dairy farmer Alberto Zambrano says the government has expropriated, that is, confiscated, ranch land since 2001 on the grounds of land reform. It took his wife's family land.
You don't feel safe to invest, to produce, because tomorrow the government could come and say, this is ours now.
Not to mention local crooks. Extortion and kidnapping and theft are all on the rise. Once Zambrano was with army officers when they caught a bunch of men stealing 70 of his cows.
They instruct a report, they send it to the district attorney, and the thieves were out on the street 2 days from the robbery.
Why does he still do it? Well, ranching goes back 5 generations in his family, and if he tries to sell his land, he says it's worthless. By all accounts, Venezuela has failed to do what a famous intellectual proposed all the way back in 1936, to plant or sow oil, that is, to use petroleum money to grow new sectors, instead of push them out, like food production at a time of mass scarcity.
When we see those lines, it's not because we as producers does not want to supply them, is that we don't have the conditions to do so.
Now the world oil price bust has brought yet another challenge. There aren't enough petrodollars coming into Venezuela to use to buy imports, and the government holds those dollars closely. One egg producer says he can't even import feed for his hens. So after all this, he'll be selling them for slaughter. In Maracaibo, western Venezuela, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.